Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Obey. Doug is the author of Money and the Human Condition. He's a certified financial planner and registered investment advisor, has his own firm, and is an expert in what to do about your finances. Doug, thanks again for being here. In the break, before the break, we were talking about when to start drawing Social Security. We got almost 80 million baby boomers who either are or are thinking about it right now, because they're all, most of them in their 50s, 60s, and some very just now in their 70s. So Doug, you recommended that they take it as soon as possible, even at 62, because unless you're, especially if you don't need the money. But I'm
only if you don't need
all right, but what if you do need the money? Wouldn't that be the reason to take it?
Well,
I know people who took it because they need the money.
Oh, absolutely. If you desperately need the money, you absolutely should. All right. But I'm talking about the people that would be eliminated from getting Social Security.
You're worried about the means testing putting them out of the program.
And I believe that's coming down the road.
When do you think that will happen? Sooner than later?
I think sooner than later, because who's going to cry over?
You're not talking about, so you're saying it won't, the means testing won't happen in 2040. It'll happen like in 2025 or something like that.
Oh, absolutely. I think, but it's a simple matter of fact. I think
even after you're established, will they means test you?
I'm sorry?
Even after you've started drawing, will they means test you after that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Who's going to complain about rich people not getting their Social Security benefit?
Mm-hmm.
No one.
Well, I don't know. A lot of gray hairs. A lot of gray beards are complaining.
Oh, really? You're going to have someone. If the means test is say $250,000 of income or better, or a net worth of $2 to $3, $5 million, whatever they determine, it's going to be high enough that no one is going to feel bad for people that aren't getting it.
There is one reason. I want to stick this in. There is one example that when a person would want to wait, if the older spouse, if the family doesn't need the money, but there's an older spouse and the younger spouse is going to draw basically their higher number on the older spouse's Social Security. Waiting to make that number go up as much it will benefit that younger spouse.
That's absolutely true.
That's a good time. That's a good strategy. So now let's go back to your idea though about getting people educated. Tell us about what your thoughts are on that.
Well, you know, Social Security was never meant to be a retirement plan. All right, when it was first put in place under FDR. The average person didn't live to 65. The average mortality rate was age 55.
Mm-hmm.
So it was never expected many people would ever hit retirement age or the Social Security benefit age. So very few people would ever get it. That was an insurance plan to cover those that truly lived longer than anyone could have expected. All right? As our mortality age increased, so should the Social Security benefit age, but it didn't, because that was a difficult thing for politicians to do, especially when it wasn't critically necessary at the time.
Right.
And so we're now stuck in this dilemma where by 2040, all right, there's going to be only 2.1 people working for every one taking money from
regardless of all the other things that Doug and I have agreed on and disagreed on, one thing that is immutable are the numbers, the demographic numbers. We know how many people are alive. We know how old they are. We know how many people die every year. We know how many people are going to be born every year within a very small number of error. And so the numbers he's about to give you again, these folks, these numbers are immutable. Go ahead.
All right. Our fertility rates are dropping. They're currently 2.02, which means we're just slightly replacing ourselves. That's
when I joined the workforce, it was probably 8-1, wasn't it? 50 years ago.
Sorry?
50 years ago, when I joined the workforce, it was probably 8-1, wasn't it?
Oh, probably. Yeah. Right now, in 2005, all right, 65-year-olds or older were 12% of the population. By 2020, that's going to be 16%. 2040, 20%.
Yeah.
An increase thereafter.
100% because of the baby boomers, because we've never had a generation like baby boomers.
That's true. Except
we've never had an almost 80 million person generation.
There is a boomlet going on, though. All right, the baby boomers' children are starting to have children.
Yeah.
So there could be light at the end of the tunnel. But I don't believe it's going to happen, or that light at the end of the tunnel is going to happen quick enough to solve Social Security.
Let me throw in a global perspective here, Doug. All the things that we're wringing our hands over in America, almost every other developed country in the world will have to deal with this a decade before we do.
Absolutely.
China,
much worse
Europe,
situation.
The movie, just like us watching Greece, right, what happened to Greece, that's kind of our movie going forward. We will watch China and Europe, and that'll be our movie for what could happen to us if we don't fix this.
Japan's the worst of all.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yep.
Because of the demographics, folks. It's because they didn't make babies.
And these are the largest economies in the world.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Doug, I need websites, please.
DougObey.com.
OBEY, and the book's available wherever books are sold. Money, the Human, and the Human Condition is the title. Quick break, right back with Doug. I'm Jim. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.